Thank you, Lorna. And now we can go back to the news, and here's David again. David, do you perhaps have some more cheerful news for us now?
Alison, I'm sorry to say that the answer is no, not really. We've got more discouraging news from the health sector and from Norwich City Football Club. Taverham Surgery and Bacon Road Medical Centre have both been rated as inadequate by the Care Quality Commission. A Beauthorpe care home for residents with severe autism is set to close, and a psychiatric intensive care unit in Helsdon Hospital that has been closed for 2 years is unlikely to open in 2022. Norwich City suffered their third loss in 3 games on Tuesday the 18th. The club published their annual accounts this week, and observers were very concerned about the level of debt that has been built up. Meanwhile, Delia Smith, the Canaries' majority shareholder, was talking about trusting God through good and tough times. Alison, can you start with the first of the medical stories?
Yes, here we are. A healthcare provider has vowed to improve after both of its GP surgeries were placed into special measures. Taverham Surgery and Bacon Road Medical Centre in Norwich, which are run by Marriott's Medical Practices, have both been rated as inadequate by the Care Quality Commission. Both practices were inspected in August, with the regulator highlighting a range of concerns before issuing the provider with a warning notice. Among these were concerns that the practices had not kept track of the vaccination statuses of their staff members and that safeguarding checks had not been carried out on all workers. The inspection also found that the surgeries had put patients at risk by prescribing them specialist medications without reviewing them. The provider has now been given 6 months to address the concerns raised by the CQC.
A care home for people with severe autism is set to shut, leaving some residents facing the prospect of having to move for the first time in 20 years. Autism Anglia, the charity which runs Lambert House in Beauthorpe, has announced it will soon be shutting the property, citing difficulties with recruiting senior staff as the main reason. The impending closure leaves the 11 residents of Lambert House and their families scrambling to find alternative placements. It also comes after concerns were raised about how the home was run by the CQC during an inspection held in September. Kate Hancock, Chief Executive of Autism Anglia, said, "We've taken the incredibly difficult decision to permanently close Lambert House as we are unable to manage the service fully due to a lack of suitably trained and experienced staff. The people we support at this site are autistic with complex needs, and their safety, dignity and well-being is of paramount importance. We have spoken with and apologised to the families of the 11 adult residents of Lambert House."
A hospital ward that has been closed for more than a year is unlikely to reopen in 2022 as it approaches 2 years out of action. The Rollsby ward of Helsdon Hospital, a psychiatric intensive care unit, has been closed since March 2021 after significant damage was caused to it. The Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust spent £600,000 repairing the damage and carrying out a full renovation, but some 18 months later, it hasn't reopened. Part of the delay was due to discussions over using the ward as a female-only facility, a decision which has now been finalised.
Dean Smith, the manager of Norwich City, understands the reaction of many Norwich City supporters after a chorus of boos greeted the final whistle of their third successive championship defeat to Luton. Supporters opted to vent their frustrations at the nature of City's toothless performance, with Smith acknowledging that his team lacked creativity throughout, as they recorded just one shot on target. Norwich now faced the daunting prospect of a double header against promotion rivals Sheffield United and Burnley, with Smith's side yet to record a victory against any side currently sitting in the top 10 of the championship table. Reflecting on the criticism from the stands after a night where Smith felt the world was against his team, he was left agonising over three defeats that, in his view, didn't reflect how the games transpired in reality.
Norwich City have released their annual financial report for the year, which shows that the club recorded a £23.6 million loss during the 2021-22 season, largely down to their player trading. That is for the financial year for the 11 months from the start of August 2021 through to June the 30th of this year, with the departure of Emi Buendia to Aston Villa last summer included in last year's accounts. The Canaries would have recorded a £3 million profit without player trading, but spent a record sum in an attempt to survive in the top flight. That coincides with the club recording their highest amount of turnover in history at £133.9 million, an increase of 134%. To continue their mitigation against the financial hole created by the effects of the coronavirus pandemic, Norwich have borrowed £44 million against future media rights that are only guaranteed upon promotion, and £22 million against contracted player receivables. They expect that to be paid back in full by March and September 2024, respectively. The total borrowings are costed at £49 million and would mean Norwich would have to cut their cloth accordingly if they failed to get promoted back to the Premier League this season.
The Canaries' majority shareholder and TV chef, Delia Smith, spoke about trusting God through good and tough times during an interview at a Norwich church. She chatted to Soul Church pastor John Norman at their Tuesday morning chapel before having a tour of the Soul Foundation social supermarket. The supermarket is run by Soul Church from its Mason Road base, just off the Inner Ring Road. Over 200 people attended the gathering, worshipping together before the interview. Delia spoke about her passion for the Canaries and talked about her own personal journey to faith. She shared a little about her latest book, You Matter, on the importance of spiritual nourishment. She gave her thoughts on the difficulties of leadership in cancel culture and her belief in the need for collaborative leadership. Soul Foundation's social supermarket is a membership-based community shop which supports people who struggle financially and provides fresh produce, long-life essentials and household products at a fraction of the cost of regular stores.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were David Potten and myself, Alison Aplin. Part two will follow immediately with Information Desk, another set of news and a feature about a fire brigade.